This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everyone, to another hour, the third hour on this episode of Radio Law Talk, hour number three. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you missed the first 2 hours, be sure and catch our podcast. Usually comes out the following week, Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere along in there. Go to RadioLawTalk.com. I think the easiest way to navigate to it, if you really want to know, is look for the icon that's there. Look for the part that says Listen Live. You click on that, and when you go there, it takes you to a page, and there's a part that says Talk About Podcasts, and you can go to podcasts. And we have those with the titles of the topics that we talked about, each one. So each episode is broken into 3 hours, three separate little sound files for each one, and each sound file has the topics that we talk about. You can search through those if you want to find out previous stuff that we've talked about. We do not have the search term that says, play for me the hour in which Todd sounded like an idiot. That's not a search term we use.
However, it would pull up way too many podcasts.
There's only so much
we can do with that, you know.
Unless I was on assignment, you're pretty much dead set you're going to find something about that with me being strange. Denise, how are you? I'm floundering.
I'm doing really good. I'm Denise Sturks. I am a family law attorney in California, Northern California specifically. Todd Coonan is a former prosecutor and now a criminal defense attorney. We like to say Todd does a lot of crime, and he has a lot of kitties. That's
yes,
our favorite part about Todd.
Thank you, Denise. And
Todd has a kitty.
And I should say, I don't believe I'm talking out of turn or giving undue endorsements, but Denise isn't just a family law attorney. Denise is an outstanding attorney. Fred Penny, who's on assignment, is a personal injury attorney and very successful and just an outstanding attorney and a brilliant legal mind in the area of personal injury. And you know the thing I like about Fred? And I'm going to talk about him because he's not here. Sometimes when you talk to people about their expertise or the field that they practice in or tend to focus their efforts on or whatever, they start to talk, and after a while, they sound so academic, like they're talking down to you. There's never a time when you're talking with Fred where you feel like he is talking down to you. He's just explaining the way it is, and it's easy to understand, and you just feel like you're talking to a guy who knows what he's talking about but doesn't think he's better than you because he knows something you don't.
Plus, Fred has the gift of making sure that everybody in the room feels like they're Fred's best friend. That's
yes.
A real gift of his, I think. That's a real great personality trait.
I think he's such a supportive person.
I agree with that.
But now we have to talk about something a little more serious. When we talk on Radio Law Talk, we're talking about allegations for the most part. They're sometimes just, that's all they are, is a mere allegation. They are not, we are not here, we're not the judge, we're not the jury, none of that. We try to stay apolitical, and we will argue both sides of each position or each topic that we talk about.
Knock down, drag out fights.
Yes, and one thing for sure is if you really need legal advice, go seek an attorney of your choosing in the jurisdiction in which you live, because that's going to be very important.
And bring your checkbook.
Well, they're the people who know what they're doing when it comes to a particular situation where you live, and that's the thing. We're heard all across the country, border to border.
That's right.
And shore to shore. So.
And we practice in the states in which we are licensed in. We don't practice in other states, and we don't give out legal advice, although we can talk generally about the law and have a lot of fun doing it.
The only thing is that Fred Penny, as he will tell us, he is licensed in the state of California and also Washington, D.C.
That's correct.
He has his bar in Washington, D.C. We're going to get to case or no case. So, Denise, I have one question for you, a general question about about the legal the practice of the law. How important is it for you as a lawyer to make sure that your clients don't feel like you are judging them? You know, as a criminal defense attorney, I hear this. Sometimes folks are a little reluctant to come in because they know they messed up. The last thing they want is to go and tell their story about everything that they did to their attorney. It's all protected. But then have somebody sit there and go, well, you idiot, what the heck did you do that for? It doesn't get anywhere, right? It doesn't help your case or anything like that. How important is it for your clients to know that they're not going to be lectured like a kid from a parent and stuff like that?
Well, I think it's very important that they have the type of relationship that they need to have considering what the legal needs are. In family law, you talk about a lot of private things, and so you need to have the confidence and trust in your attorney that they're not going to make fun of your decisions or they're going to just help you going forward. A lot of times in family law, we say, hey, we're not going back there. We're not going to go backwards. We're going to start today and we're going to move forward and find out what works for this family going forward. Because if you spend a lot of time in the past, then you're going to harm people. People are just not going to resolve. They're not going to be able to move on, perhaps, and they will feel judged. And a lot of times when people say to me, I never should have done this, or I just say, woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, let's move on. Because the reality is, all of us make bad decisions at one point in our life. All of us are guilty of making the best decisions that we know of, right? That may not work out. So I don't judge my clients. I don't feel like, I actually don't feel like they want to be judged. I feel like sometimes they want to be heard by a judge, however, which is a very different position. And as an attorney, you have to know what your client wants, know what your client needs, and then try to facilitate.
And if they didn't need help, they wouldn't come to you in the first place, correct? I mean, this is
well, legally,
is the
for
thing.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I can see where someone would come in and say, okay, I mean, especially in a family law case, you know, I did a dumb thing. I saw someone in a tight sweater, and next thing you know, I'm following them around. I have to, you know, I messed up with my family. Who would want to confess those kinds of things to anybody? But if you've got an attorney that says, look, that's all done. What do we do today to fix the problems that are there?
Yeah.
Is there reconciliation possible? Is there, how can we fix this?
Right. Right. Yeah, you have to explore those opportunities.
And you do ask that question, don't you?
I do. I ask that if somebody's coming in for divorce, I do tend to ask that, are you sure that you've done everything you can to make your marriage work, you know? Because a lot of people have regrets after a couple of years.
Sure.
And it's not worth going down that road and having those regrets. It's better to know now. So I do ask that question. And believe me, I've had very successful reconciliations.
I love that.
And I do, too. That's part of the satisfying part of my job.
I don't think people recognize that enough about family law attorneys, especially. It's the ones that, look, if you want to go through with the divorce, I'll represent you. I'll do it. But is there any way this can be salvaged? And if you're of that opinion and you do that, I just think it's admirable. And as far as the scolding, I can't imagine why anybody would go and say, well, why would I pay you to scold me as my attorney when I can get that for free by calling my mom? Why would I do that? So,
not to mention the judge once I get to court.
Yeah. Cal, is there enough time to set up a case or no case before we go to the break?
The one I have requires a fairly extensive setup. Nonetheless, I think I'm going to give it a shot with your permission. Here we go. So let's see. Now it's time to play case or no case. Here we go.
All right. We did it.
Yeah. That was while my audio player decides it doesn't like me. This is one of those times. Now it's time for case or no case, and I'm going to take you to the great nation of South Africa, Johannesburg, where there was a grave mistake. A grave mistake. After the burial of Andries van Zyl, his family was shocked to discover he was buried in the incorrect grave site. November 19th, his family, he was buried November 9th. West Park Cemetery, his family quickly realized he'd been laid to rest in the wrong gravesite. My question to each of you is, well, if that were to happen, what could you do about it? Would that be a case? Will you give me time to explain further after we take our break?
It's the case of the wrong grave, and they'd have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for those meddling kids. More when we get back.
And as they say in the grave business, can you dig it? That's kind of... Sorry, can't help myself. We'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this pattern shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Yes, Todd's cat does say no points for you. It's a direct translation. It's meow, 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 meow. So, Cal, give us a little more info on this.
Yeah, let's go back to this. It's a pretty interesting story, actually. Grave mistake in West Park Cemetery in Johannesburg, South Africa. Andris Van Zyl died on November 19th, and then he was buried in November at West Park Cemetery. His family realized not in the right gravesite. The Northcliffe Melville Times arrived at the West Park Cemetery as staff was digging up Van Zyl's casket from the gravesite to move it to the proper place. So speaking to one of the deceased relatives, she expressed how disappointed she was with West Park Cemetery management. She claimed they had not taken responsibility for the incorrect burial of her uncle, but instead had blamed the undertakers. West Park Cemetery staff working at the gravesite to dig up the casket said, the nephew of the deceased said, cement surrounding the gravesite made us suspicious. This was not the correct grave, and I asked the staff three times if that's the correct place where they were supposed to bury my uncle. Each time they said yes. After the funeral, when comparing the gravesite number provided by the funeral parlor and that of the grave, they then discovered it wasn't the right place. They sought legal counsel. And so I ask you, this is obviously a tragic mistake, and these things happen. A friend of mine used to run a funeral home before he died himself, and he had a similar type case where a person was brought in and wanted to be buried, and they cremated the remains. I mean, these kinds of mistakes, tragic mistakes, do happen that scar a family. My question is, in this event, in this case in Johannesburg, when someone seeks legal counsel, what would you think, case or no case? I guess it would be Denise's turn to go first here.
Yeah, I don't know the law in Johannesburg, South Africa, but it's a contractual issue. If, in fact, that you have purchased a burial site by contract and paid for a burial site, it's you have to be guaranteed that burial site. They can't just change it up. They have to provide the right burial site. So the question becomes, what are the damages?
Right.
Well, the damages are maybe emotional distress because, you know, the family member comes and sees them digging up the burial site. That has to be traumatic in its own right.
I also didn't mention when they dug up the casket, it was a wooden casket, and they damaged the casket as they dug it up.
And then damage to the casket would be another damage.
Imagine the trauma of that if you were a relative.
Or if, yes, I can't even imagine that kind of trauma. No case.
Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Well, you know, I'm hearkening back to law school again. Personal injury it's not the type that I practice. And the reason I say personal injury is because the only thing I remember from law school is somebody saying something about negligent infliction of emotional distress is a very, very difficult one to prove and recover damages unless the defendant is a funeral home. It's the one where they said that is the one that could really face liability because of everything that's going on. I would think that if that's true, that it's probably universal. So, you know, go big or go home. If I was going to say no case because of all the detail you put into it and how sincere you looked, Cal, and that is usually a tip, but...
And tell me about additional damages.
Yes, but I'm going to say it's a case, and the thing that makes it noteworthy is it's a case, but in South African law, the funeral home prevails. There's no damages.
Well, here's what's interesting. According to the City Park and Zoo spokesperson, which oversees the cemeteries, interestingly enough,
City Park and Zoo
said, sadly, the affected family was left distraught, and the city of Johannesburg and the cemetery staff intervened. And we remedied the error very quickly, along with the funeral director. The funeral director involved was to blame. They gave them the wrong plot. So they put the casket in the correct gravesite, and that was the resolution of the case. No, nothing was ever filed. They did not file the case. They simply took it, put it in the correct place, fixed their error. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is 2 points for Denise. And none for...
None for Fred, so, and I'm tied with Fred.
You're now tied, yes, we're right there. So next week will be the tail of the tape. I got to come up with some crafty ones, don't I?
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, the only thing we're certain of is that Todd's buying a steak for somebody.
And lobster. Oh, man, Todd.
So
a lot of people commit crimes and call you up this week.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
And I can't represent myself, so, whatever. The United States Supreme Court just started their new term after their break that they took, and one of the first cases that they took up was one that is being followed very closely by the LGBTQ community. It is a case that is actually a consolidation of three different cases, and it centers on employment discrimination as it relates to and how to interpret the word sex in Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Employers cannot discriminate on the basis of, and there are different categories, religion, race, and they also include in there the word sex. And there's a slight definition. We can talk about that, but the definition given really only expands it as it relates to pregnant individuals. Everything else is left up to interpretation. What does that mean? And this case is going up, has gone up and been argued before the Supreme Court about what that means. And Denise, give us a little background on where we're at. If you're comfortable doing that, I can do it. Whatever
you'd
like.
No, it sounds, this is what I like. The Supreme Court chose three different cases that are distinct cases and involve distinct areas of the law and where discrimination against the LGBTQ population actually exists, and on a wide-scale basis, quite honestly, in many, many, many states. So I like the fact that they're trying to give a wider view to this and not take just one example of a queer person or one example of a person that is changed their gender. But they've taken several different ones. So the first case is a New York skydiving instructor. His name is Zarda. And in Zarda, he was fired because he was gay. That's what he says. He died, but his sister and his life partner continue to press the case. Now, he feels like the minute he was found out that he had a husband, partner, had a male partner, that then he was terminated. And that's quite common because it's not illegal in all the states. There's a lot of states where that's legal. We have a lot going on. We have a lot more to talk about. So tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. But most important, stay with us so you can hear all about this.
And I cut your mic off early. I apologize, Denise. Lots of good stuff coming up here on Radio Law Talk. And I'm sorry, lots here to, as we continue. Don't go away. There's more Radio Law Talk right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-20.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal judges in three states temporarily blocked Donald Trump's policy to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits, dealing a setback to one of the president's most aggressive moves yet to cut legal immigration and make it more based on employment skills than family ties. The rulings in California, New York, and Washington, D.C. came in quick succession 4 days before the new rules were set to take effect. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo and the surrounding areas as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in 6 decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. Remember, you can listen online anytime at USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk, and now, back to the show.
Thank you, yes, we're back. We're talking about the Supreme Court taking up the three separate cases they consolidated into one, three different issues, essentially, that were consolidated and argued recently about what employers can and can't do on the basis of or perceived basis of the employer's understanding of someone's sexual orientation or whether or not they're transgender. And there were three different cases, Zarda, Bostic, and Stevens, that went up where the employees claimed that they were fired because of their sexual orientation in two cases, and in the third case because the person was transitioning. Now, I talked back in the first hour, I said pretext is a theme that's going to come up here, and this is what I was talking about with this. None of these employees, for the most part, were fired. Maybe Stevens close, but in the case of Bostic and Zarda, folks who claim they were fired because of their sexual orientation, neither one was fired because the employer went in and said, you know what? You're gay, I'm firing you. The termination occurred because the employer stated a reason that, if true, would have been valid, but the argument is that was just a pretext. That's not the real reason you fired me. You just tried to come up with some reason not to say you're firing me because of my sexual orientation. And so these were all pretextual employment actions that the employee is claiming, no, the real reason was because you were discriminating in violation of my rights. And all three of them, at the trial level, were dismissed. All three cases in separate jurisdictions were dismissed because the trial court believed that the definition of sex in the code did not apply to sexual orientation or somebody's transgender.
Yes, gender identity.
Gender identity. Now, that's because there was a shift in the law after Donald Trump was elected. Prior to the election under the Obama administration, despite the, what some might say, an ambiguity in the law about what sex means, the Obama administration had promulgated a non-binding opinion to the EEOC that said we are treating transgender and sexual orientation as falling within the purview of sex
for definition.
For purposes of this. When President Trump was elected, they withdrew that non-binding interpretation of the law, and that is what the EEOC had going forward. We can talk about the propriety of that later on, but that's what happened and why these cases have arisen since then, because of the ambiguity, if you will, of what the word sex means after that understanding was withdrawn.
Yeah, and we're talking about the significance of this matter. You've got about half of the LGBTQ people living in the United States. They live in a state where they can be legally fired for, they can like be denied a promotion, they can refuse to be trained, they can have all this stuff because of gender identity and sexual orientation. Only 21 states, D.C. itself and two territories, have laws on the books that are based upon removing bias against people based upon sexual orientation and gender identity. One quarter of all of the people, the LGBTQ people, reported experiencing discrimination. And I this is real, guys. This isn't, you know, fake. And I, as a woman, early in my career, I had some discrimination that I experienced too. So I can relate to this. So really, it is all going to come down to, is gender identity or sexual orientation within the realm of sex. And sex is important because sex does include gender. Sex does include, perhaps, an orientation. And that's what it's all going to be. It's not just you have a good definition for sex, right?
Okay. Oh, brother, here we go again. She just, you know, the coach has given me the take sign. I can't hit the... All right, so these lawsuits are brought...
I thought you were going to say, maybe.
Yes.
I hope so.
I am flustered.
Yeah, okay, it's warm in here, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, so... all right, well, one-track mind, boarding at station. These cases are all brought under the code, under the Title VII. The specific area of the Act is 42 United States Code, Section 2000E-2. And this is what it says, for those of you that want to know. It shall be an unlawful employment practice for an employer to fail or refuse to hire or discharge any individual or otherwise to discriminate against any individual with respect to, and here are the classes, with respect to compensation, terms, conditions, or privileges because of that person's race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. And the only guidance that they give in the code under the definition of sex is, it says, and this is under subdivision K of a different section, the terms because of sex or on the basis of sex include but are not limited to because of the basis of pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions. And so the only guidance they have given is to expand it at one point in time to say, oh, yeah, this covers pregnancy discrimination, too. And the question here is, well, where does that leave people with regard to transgender and sexual orientation? Is it underneath? Now, again, under the Obama administration, they had chosen to interpret the code to say that it does. That interpretation has been withdrawn. It was the safety net for the states where it's not protected. People could say, well, it's not protected in the state, but I could still have a cause of action on the federal level, so I should be good. But when that's taken, the safety net is gone for them. And these cases have gone up. Now, in the case of Zarda, the argument was, this is the skydiver, the basis for the employer was, apparently, allegedly, He was going to do a duo jump with a novice skydiver. It was a female. She was a little nervous. And he was a guy, and she was a girl. And he said, so it's alleged. He said, don't worry, I'm gay. And her husband took offense to that. She said it made her feel uncomfortable. It was claimed that he touched her inappropriately. And that was the basis that the company used to terminate him. His basis is, as Denise said, wait a minute. I got fired. Everybody knew that. I got fired after I told them that I had a husband, and that's why you really fired
me. Or a male partner. Yeah, exactly, because I was gay. So I got fired because I was gay. Yeah. I didn't get fired for something inappropriate that I did to that person.
Exactly. In the case of Bostic, Bostic was a county employee in the state of Georgia, and he was gay, and he had signed up for a gay softball league. And then tried to promote that at work as, you know, I'm doing the softball league, come out, watch the games, do stuff. In May of the year that they had, he was terminated, and on the termination notice it said, fired for conduct unbecoming a public employee. But then, a month later, the paperwork had been changed to say he was terminated for some sort of misappropriation of funds. So he thought, whoa, hold on a second. You guys fired me because I was gay, because this came out.
But misappropriation would be conduct unbecoming.
It could be, but why did it come out months later?
Yeah, and maybe there is a back and forth, but here's the thing. And then lastly, with regard to Stevens, Stevens was an individual who was transitioning. I don't want to offend anybody, but Stevens, as a male, told the funeral home he was taking vacation. That's when he transitioned. Came back after having transition surgery and was fired by the owner of the company. But in this case, the owner of the company apparently said something to the effect of, your life decisions adversely affect my religious beliefs. So of the three, that one to me is the most egregious in terms of the reason the employer gave for the termination.
I totally agree because as a male, he worked for that company for 6 years.
Yeah.
So he hadn't had any problems being an employee, and was a respected employee. And then when he came back as a transition to a female, then he's let go. And it's one of those things that I just hate. When you have constitutional rights, both parties have constitutional rights they're trying to protect. Him, freedom of religion, and her, freedom of speech, freedom of association.
Right.
You know, just privacy freedoms. And what is it? You know, who's going to win that one?
And here's the thing. Let's say, for the sake of arguments, that the Supreme Court sides with each one of the plaintiffs and says, that's right, your sexual orientation, transgender designation is protected. What will happen is it will go back to the trial court to then have a trial to find out if the termination was pretextual or for the purpose. That was never decided in any of these because the court said this isn't covered under the law.
And what it's also going to do is all of these cases that are coming up to the appellate courts, it's going to show all of these court of appeals what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to handle them. This potentially is one of the most important cases that have been joined together that have been granted certiorari this term for our Supreme Court justice.
I agree. Now, Kyle, we're coming up on a break, right?
We are, sir.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to follow up just a little bit. One other point I want to make on this one with regard to the withdrawal of the non-binding opinion by the Trump administration. Then we'll move on to a couple of others. We're almost out of time here. Last 15-minute segment. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Yep. Thanks for turning us on here. We'll do our best to reciprocate on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. There's much more coming up.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Oh, that's down.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we've been talking about the Supreme Court taking up the three cases about gender and, or not gender, but sexual orientation and transgender discrimination in three separate cases. This is representative cases, but they could have very wide-ranging effects depending on how the Supreme Court rules. And Denise, you wanted to talk about the legislative effects and what's going on there.
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about is, you know, of course, the Supreme Court could kick this back to the Congress. You know, they could take all this up and say, hey, it's up to Congress to decide how to define sex. So Congress get on the job. Well, Congress has actually tried to enact what's called the Equality Act, and it would actually address this exact issue and amend the civil rights laws to include sexual explicit sexual orientation and gender identity definitions. And it passed through the House at the beginning of this year, and it's been sitting there waiting for the Senate to take it up, and the Senate has decided not to take it up. So it's sitting there in kind of la-la land right now. So if the Supreme Court did that, hopefully we can deal with that in Congress. But Congress isn't the only thing. You know, one thing that's very important to note, and Todd brought this up, is that currently it's basically a memorandum of understanding.
It was actually an EEOC decision. 3-2 was the vote. It was 2015. But it's not binding on federal courts. And it was the EEOC's determination.
And EEOC is what?
Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And it was their determination that sexual orientation does fall within the purview of sex. Since the Trump administration has come in, that has changed as far as how the EEOC interprets that. And again, not binding on the federal courts anyway. And so they got to figure this out.
And I believe that's one of the legislative challenges here. It's something at least to consider. And that is that in many cases, for example, in Obamacare, it passed and they said, okay, Health and Human Services, you make up the rules. Okay, we're going to pass this. In the case of this particular bill, EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, you make up the rules. Instead of allowing a quasi-legislative agency to make up their own rules and enforce them, instead of having Congress make up the rules and say, here's what we want you to enforce. We don't want to legislate this. We don't want to be caught up in the controversy. You do that. You just make up the rules. We're going to pass the bill. You figure out what's going to be in it. And that is a real legislative conundrum in Washington on major sticking point bills like this, in my opinion.
I know that that is a very common argument about, well, wait a second, the legislature is supposed to make the law, and now you're delegating that to an agency that has no political accountability. So as far as being elected to those positions,
right.
And, like, they can't legislate everything. They'd be so bogged down, it'd be ridiculous. But
well, they try.
There needs to be a balancing point.
And every time the president changes, potentially these type of rules that they're following changes.
Exactly.
And the impact is really high. It does impact everything. So it's really important. Right now we're in kind of a constitutional crisis in a way to where the legislature who's supposed to create the laws is not active. It's inactive. It's trying to be active, but it's not fully committed to what it's supposed to do. We've got the judiciary that is kicking back and pushing back on different cases in different districts, saying, wait a second, this isn't the purview of somebody that's a legislature. This is a purview of, you know, the judiciary. And so we've got, like, all these back and forth between our three areas of government that are equal and distinct, and I think it's the best part of our lives right now because we are learning so much about the separation of powers. We're learning about we're being challenged. Is our Constitution good enough? And I do believe that our Constitution's going to win. I believe that our separation of powers is going to be equalized, and I feel like it's going to work. If we can get smarter about our political processes, then we might be able to do things with a little more efficiency.
I agree. That's interesting. The three.
I heard him say it.
Well, the three branches of government were designed to be checks on the system of checks and balances on the power of other branches.
Yes.
But what it's kind of devolved to is now it is the three branches of government saying, well, no, you're not supposed to give me that power. You have that power. That's a judicial branch. No.
Yeah.
So now it's not a check on their power. It's a check on the power that you're trying to give to me. And no, it's not ours. You take it. And then there's, no, it's not us. You take it. And then so you have this thing going around. I look at this here, and, you know, I want to make just a couple comments here. First, I don't think that discrimination should exist in the workplace.
Doesn't belong there.
It doesn't belong there.
We all agree on that, I think.
I think that to me it's sad when somebody is discriminated against because of their sexual orientation, for example. I don't think that should happen. That said, recently when Trump came into power, that decision by the EEOC was changed so that those groups weren't recognized under the word sex. And I want to be clear here, I'm going to say the only long-term benefit from that is, and kind of piggybacks on what you said, Denise, I would not feel comfortable having my rights being subject to the whim of the political nature of the person who's currently in office.
A bureaucratic rulemaker.
Yes. And when it changed, now it's subject to that person. Then when it changed, it's subject to that person. I would rather have my rights clearly spelled out in the code as enacted by Congress, in the Senate, signed by the president. There it is. That spells it out.
Right, and the courts follow the rule of law.
And the courts follow the rule of law. And the only benefit, I guess, from changing the EEOC opinion is it forces Congress to do their job. To me, it doesn't seem like it would be that difficult to draft a bill, a proposed bill, saying, oh, by the way, in this code, sex also includes sexual orientation, transgender. I mean, that would
gender identification. Yes.
That would be very simple. And, yes. and the thing is, it doesn't mean it's going to pass in the Senate, but here's what it does. How many times did the Senate vote to repeal Obamacare? And it didn't. That whole thing was symbolic just to let people know this is where we stand and take a stand and which side are you on. You draft that bill. If it doesn't pass initially and goes up to Senate, at least you know where people stand on that specific issue. Don't make it overly broad. Don't attach a bunch of pork to it. Make it very specific to this. And then have people take a stand.
And vote on it, Senate.
Exactly. Vote on it.
If they vote against it, I get it.
Let's see where you stand.
Vote on it.
But this EEOC thing, you know where the genesis of this under the Trump decision to change the rules? Bathroom use in schools.
That's true. Yeah.
A local jurisdiction matter that the federal government had somehow decided by a federal caveat and a rule, and many people locally objected to it, said, wait a minute, we're local, we're smart enough, we can handle this ourselves, we don't need the feds to tell us what to do. You know, and so I think that's where this all kind of started to roll, I believe.
Here's what I see happening. If the Supreme Court rules that sex does include those designations, then that's going to be the law. That will be the law. And the only way to change that law is if the legislature passed a law that says, in response to the Supreme Court case of yada, 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 whatever the names are here, we say that it does not include this, and this legislation is specifically in response to that. That's not going to happen. If the Supreme Court does not rule in their favor, then the legislature had better get to work.
They better get it done.
To get that done.
I totally agree with you. Last week on Saturday, we called it Divorce Saturday.
Yep.
We had a whole bunch of cases today about different divorces that were going to be really fun to talk about. We're not going to be able to do that, and we don't want to overload you with divorces on your Saturday.
Well, let's ask the question, Denise. Let me ask you a really important question. Do you have a quick take?
I do have a quick take. Do you, Todd?
I'm getting one here, so if you got one, go for it.
All right. My quick take is, in Florida, if you stand your ground, you better be ready to do 20 years.
Right, right.
In New Jersey, don't wear white after Labor Day or a flak jacket to a murder, okay? Fashion tips by Todd.
And nowhere going to prove that's to a hit. All right.
Well, folks, thank you very much for tuning in to this episode, this installment of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks here, Fred Penny. You should be back next week. Buddy, if you're listening, we miss you. You always liven the party. If you want to participate in Radio Law Talk, you can do so. If you're listening to this on tape delay or on the podcast and you have an issue and you want to talk about it, please email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We check those. We comment on those. We would love to hear from you. Cal, take us away.
Here's our hierarchy. Fred is the anchor of the show. Denise is the smart one. And Todd has kitties. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to radiolawtalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.